Well, welcome to church. Thanks for coming here to the La Porte Church of Christ. We welcome you here. Can you believe it's the end of April already? April 27th, 2025. Time just flies by. It seems like we were just here. Well, it seems like just a couple days ago, but it's been a week ago. But we thank you for joining us. We've got a little bit of everything for you today. Been trying to have a little more variety, but still holding true to the truths of the Word and in who we are and what we need to be doing and truths for today. We start out with the pistol prayer because we see it being answered. We hope you'll join us with it. We hope you're prayed up. Hope you've got the full armor of God prayed on and you've prayed the Lord's Prayer and prayed for your family and for us here at the church. And so we hope you'll join us. We do have this pistol prayer along with the rifle prayer on a Bible bookmarker. And we'll be glad to send it out. We still send quite a few of them out. Thank the Lord. Hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, lots going on. Wanted to start in Jeremiah, Jeremiah 29. I think that it really applies today. I think sometimes we forget it. We're not quite in the full kingdom yet and still in a type of captivity, a type of Babylon. I never understood that until I started listening to Pastor Peter so many years ago. But what an eye-opening truth that it is. And that's one of the important reasons we need to know and our people need to know who they are, that they are the people of the Bible, because this Bible applies to them, not just that for God so loved the world. He did, but there's more than that in the Scripture. And so let's take a look. We'll start in Jeremiah. I've got a slide for this. Jeremiah 29, 5 through 7. And this is the instructions that God gave Jeremiah to give to our forefathers, to give to those people that were there. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare you will find your welfare. In your blessings, in its blessings, you'll find your blessings, is another translation. But it says there, you know, to go and to occupy until I come. Where I've sent you, you just, you do what you're supposed to do and multiply. And, you know, we did that here in this new JERUSALEM for a long time. But we've been reporting to you. For years now, I think it's been about 10 or 15 years, the decline in white births, in the remnant, in those that are here, the decline in their births. And it is exciting that the things that we've learned from here, from this ministry, and the things we've tried to put out and share with others, that they're being shouted from the rooftops now. They're being put out by those in authority, by elected officials. And it's exciting. It's good that truth, that many truths are coming out. Saw this about the U.S. fertility rate. And this, it says the U.S., but the implication when you read through, when I read through these stories, is the white birth rate is really what they're talking about without saying that term. So you have to have a little salt in here and read between the lines. Since 2007, when the fertility rate was at its most recent high, the number of births has declined 17%. General fertility rate declined 21%. U.S. birth rate has fell to an all-time low in 2023. Provisional numbers was 3.5 million in 23. That was down from 22, which saw just a few more than that, 100,000 more, 76,000 more births. And so the numbers have continued to go down. They have. I thought this was interesting, caught the president's eye. Says the Trump administration uses incentives including a $5,000 baby bonus to increase U.S. birth rates. How about that? And this gave a few of the reasons the media, the reporters put out, the broader aging of the population, financial stability, child care costs, might be financial instability, personal preferences, societal expectations, and the large-scale exit of baby boomers from the workforce poses challenges to many families. And it does. I was talking with a neighbor just this week, and she has children, sons that are married, and asked her, well, are they planning on having children? And she's like, you know, I just don't know. I don't think they are. And it's just that way. Society has changed. The Word of God hasn't. The instructions from Jeremiah haven't changed. But society has changed with the economy and different things. And it's unfortunate that there's so many that believe the lie. Part of this in the reports are that, you know, women are waiting. They're not having children in their 20s. They're waiting till the 30s and late 30s and even 40s after they've had their career. And that doesn't always work out so well. And we see that in our land. Proverbs 14:1, I think, addresses it. Wanted to share that. I think I know that it does. It has a better truth. Proverbs 14:1 says, the wise woman builds her house. Maybe not with a hammer or a nail gun or pouring the concrete. That's not what it's talking about. But the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. And so there is a difference. There is a difference. And so wise and foolish, yeah, from the Word of God. We've talked about the Proverbs 31 woman before. And the proof is in the pudding. We have less Proverbs 31 women. We have less women, like Proverbs 14 says, less wise women building their house, less marriage, less all of that. And we see the result. We see that the decline in our society is a result of that. They go hand in hand. They really do. Well, I can't help but think that one of the reasons is as the Bible says, the great influences we have from the East. But the Bible talks about those influences and those invaders as well in different ways. Isaiah 13:14. We're seeing this today. Isaiah 13:14, like a hunted gazelle, like a sheep without a shepherd, each will return to his own people. Each will flee to his native land. I know our pastor preached many times this scripture from the pulpit, and he yearned to see that day when they would just go back. Well, we're seeing part of that. No, we haven't seen 100%, but better than it was. Listen to a couple of these news reports. More immigrants are opting to self-deport rather than risk being marched out like criminals. More migrants are heading south, and I'm seeing that from not just from our report, but from news reports down from the Darien Gap in Colombia and places like that. For years, millions of people have traveled through Central America north to the United States. Well, now that flow is changing direction. Wanted to share these reports with you. Thousands leave the country voluntarily amid the Trump self-deport push, the Department of Homeland Security says. The self-deportation push is working because of the, quote, credible threat of enforcement, of enforcing the law. How about that? Here's a quote. Our nation's immigration laws impose severe penalties on aliens who are illegally in the country. The only reason there's a large population of illegal immigrants residing in the United States, and again, from the administration's secular viewpoint, is because prior administrations have failed to enforce these laws passed by Congress. Everyone knows this, including the aliens who have been illegally living here. The current trend of illegal aliens self-deporting And that's the current trend. The current trend of illegal aliens self-deporting, returning to their own land, proves that even just the credible threat of enforcement can be enough to get many illegal immigrants to comply with our laws and leave the country, just as the word says. Now, this is happening in the secular, but you know, it is a spiritual battle as well. And I think that as we have a change in leadership in the land and a change in the spirit in the land, we've talked about that. We've had other people mention that and talk about that. That, well, it wasn't the wall that kept them out. It was the Christians in this nation doing their best to follow God. And when we turn back to Him, we see things like this happening. That's my take on it. It is. 1 Timothy 1:8, you know, they're talking here in the secular about keeping the law that's written. And here it says, 1 Timothy 1:8, we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Lawfully. And I think in this instance that law is being used lawfully. That finally our leaders and administration, they're at least trying. They've sent some back, and they've said, hey, we're gonna lock you up, and you're never coming back if we catch you here. And for whatever reason, many are leaving. Many illegals are leaving. And I see that in the scripture, so I tie those two and two together. I really think that they do go together, and we're seeing that, and that's exciting. Got another scripture for you. We'll change gears here. We'll move into Ephesians. Ephesians 5:29 says, no one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church. And sometimes we see that people do take that to heart, that they are to feed. Certainly very few people go hungry today. I wonder about when the scripture, when it says no one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it. A lot of that has been lost today, especially in the aging population. We are to consider our body, right, the temple of God, and He dwells within us. So we, you know, this ministry's long pushed on that we are to do what we can, right? We can't sit on the couch eating Doritos and drinking Cokes all day and expect to be healthy. No, you have to not do those things. But because we haven't followed the scripture, we find our society in a mess, in a physical mess, as well as a spiritual mess. And I thought it was interesting that we've got new leadership, RFK Jr. in there, and trying to change some things over. And so, again, things that more natural treatments and preventions are being spoken, are being spoken out loud by our leadership. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Saw this, type 2 diabetics, type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes, a condition marked by chronically high blood sugar levels, is a leading driver of metabolic disease in America. While conventional medical advice recommends taking medication to control blood sugar levels, this is only a temporary measure at best. Now, this is type 2, which is normally caused by dietary and lifestyle causes. Okay, diabetes type 2, compounded by several factors. Recent research notes that nutritional deficiencies is a commonly overlooked aspect. Now, we've been sharing this with you for years, but now it's coming out in medical journals, and it's okay to release it and not get put in jail. How about that? That when these deficiencies are addressed, managing and controlling this disease, this type 2 diabetes in these studies, becomes easier. How about that? Here's a couple of specifics. Study at a glance. A study analyzed over 52,000 type 2 diabetes patients. found widespread nutrient deficiencies, with vitamin D being most common, 60% being deficient in vitamin D, followed by deficiencies in magnesium and vitamin B12. Vitamin D deficiency significantly impairs insulin function and sensitivity, while increasing the risk of complications like diabetic retinopathy, kidney disease, and foot ulcers absorption, which can lead to nerve damage, numbness, and fatigue, and death. And we all know people that suffer from type 2 diabetes, and what happens? Well, they got a problem with their toe, and then the doctor's got to cut it off because it gets infected. Then they got a problem with the foot, or up to the knee, or a leg, and their kidneys are failing. All these things. You know people like that. I do. But now what we've been trying to share, what little voice we have, that voice in the wilderness, that truth's coming out elsewhere as well. What, you mean taking vitamin D it takes me out of the 60th percentile? If I have enough vitamin D and magnesium and vitamin B12, stuff I can just get down at the store and just take? Or make sure I'm eating the right foods for that? Yeah. Yeah, and that's good. Moving on with it, magnesium deficiency creates a vicious cycle among diabetics. Low intake increases the diabetes risk, while diabetes increases magnesium loss through urination, leading to poorer glycemic control, that sugar control in your body. Metformin, the most prescribed diabetes medication, depletes vitamin B12 levels by interfering with B12 absorption, which can lead to nerve damage, numbness, and fatigue. Deficiencies. Things that we don't have in our food because we don't follow the Bible food laws. We don't follow the laws for the land. We've talked about that. And so just a next couple slides, Jason, just bring them up for a few seconds each and show. But it's just, you know, vitamin D deficiencies, things that can happen. Fatigue, who doesn't have that? Digestive problems, mood swings, joint pain, high blood pressure, overweight. Because vitamin D helps your muscles, helps you have good bones. Helps the nerves, helps the immune system, all of that, just a supplement. Yeah, how you're telling me the science of blood? Yeah, and it's coming out, and that's good, that these truths are coming out. And there's more getting better. The FDA stopped short of a full synthetic food dye ban, but they called on the industry to stop the use. And I think that's a good step for government. FDA asking the food and drug industry to stop using synthetic food dyes. That was just this last week, in a bid to fulfill one of HHS Secretary RFK Jr.'s goals to swap them out with natural alternatives in the U.S. food supply. They stopped short of the outright ban that had been floated during the Make America Healthy Again platform. Instead, it relies on what the Department of Health and Human Services said was a, quote, a national standard and timeline for the industry to voluntarily make the switch. See, that's the first step, and I like that they didn't just come out and say, stop this. Maybe that would have been better. But at least it's not the government, it's the government overreach. It's the government saying, okay, guys, you got to get rid of this. Here's a timeline. Do it. FDA Commissioner Marty Makary told reporters the agency has faced calls for years to pull other synthetic food dyes derived from petroleum, like Red 40, which is largely absent from food in some other countries. Tuesday's announcement calling for food companies to stop using the artificial dyes, quote, fulfills the administration's promise to use both gold standard science and common sense. Yeah, let's take the petroleum additives out of our food. Hello. And then this quote, and this is from FDA Commissioner Marty Makary. For the last 50 years, we've been running one of the largest uncontrolled scientific experiments in the world on our nation's children without their consent. And the more you look into this, the worse it gets. With all these additives and dyes, we know that, but it's getting better. It's getting better. At least it's being addressed. And we need another conspiracy theory, because this is the latest one that we've had that Well, it's just coming true now, and everybody is seeing it. But that's a good thing. It's better. Not perfect, but it's better. Well, we always like to remind you to go to the network website, sfawbn.com. It is that Voice in the Wilderness broadcasting network. Tons of information there, the schedule, the archives, lots of stuff there, and, of course, the Newswire, where we try to get breaking news up there. So if you've got current events and things happening in your neck of the woods, you can email them to jason@sfaw.org, and we'll do our very best to get them up on the site there and share them with others. And that site is there for you, Remnant, for you to be able to point people to and share with others, for them to go and look and search out truth as well. Well, a couple more things to talk to you about this morning. We've still got a few minutes. Romans 8:22, I think, applies. The times that we're living in, the crazy weather, the changes in the weather. No, it's not climate change. It's not that, but it's God's word that is coming true. And Romans 8:22 says, we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. All of creation does. And we see the crazy mix in the weather, flooding in areas, 100 miles away drought. We're in a drought up at the radio ranch, 86% snowpack, and we should be flooded right now, and it's dry. And we see things like that, and we've been kind of sharing with you also this Kilauea volcano out in Hawaii started erupting back in December, and it hasn't stopped. Wanted to share one more picture with you. This was on the 22nd, that it is still erupting. It is still blowing lava 600 feet in the air. Lava fields growing, continues to. Now, this has not always done that, but it's been pretty dang active since April. And so I think that it is part of, again, it's part of our loving God, our patient God, trying to get people's attention. Because there's nothing we can do about an erupting volcano. You know, there's nothing we can do about the tornadoes and the hurricanes that come except trust in him and obey his word. And so I think that that's why we're seeing these things, is the scripture says all creation groans and cries out. You know, I think there's more planetary alignments and things of that nature that I've seen in the last year or so, and that are forecast for this, the rest of this year, than I've seen probably in the last 20 years combined. Things are changing. We need to be ready for it. We need to have the oil in our lamp and have our lamps lit. What's the Bible say? Have your wicks trimmed. And again, our pastor taught us that means to have your home in order, to have your life in order. In his order. And this is the last opportunity, really, we're going to have to remind you of the Passover makeup day. It's one of the most important events in the Bible. And it's so important that they were told to keep it as an everlasting ordinance. And there's a makeup day. And so the Passover was on April 2nd. That was the 14th day of Abib. Abib starting with the spring equinox, and 14 days later was April 2nd. If you miss that, there's a makeup day 30 days later, and that'll be May 2nd. If you're not familiar with that, and again, we're not going to bug you, not going to, you know, try to convince you of it after this week, because it's coming up before next Sunday, and it's May 2nd. But if you want to know more about it, the book Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy, along with Pastor's book, Communion, and its potential blessings, curses, and need. They answer the questions scripturally, with common sense, and pointing out what was done then and how we can apply it now. And so, you know, how to celebrate, again, just read the Passover story. You read that in Exodus 12. We encourage you to read Numbers 9 and 2 Chronicles 30. Become familiar with those stories, with those events and what they were doing and why. And of course, 1 Corinthians 5 that you know, reminds us that today Christ is our Passover. Christ was sacrificed once and for all. So no, we don't kill a goat and put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel, but the door, the teaching there, the blood still has to be applied, just as it was in those days. In those days, when the blood was applied and the death angel came, the death angel passed over that house, and the people inside were protected and were saved. And our Lord and Savior is our Passover today, and He is returning. He is returning. And for the blood, where the blood has been applied, those people will be saved. Where the blood has not been applied, well, if you want to take that chance, you do that. As for me and my house, we don't want to take that chance. We don't. We believe the word for what it says. Yeah, John 3:16 and Exodus 9 and Chronicles 1:30 and 1 Corinthians 5, where it tells us to celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven, not with the old sin, but with the not with the leaven of malice and wickedness, right? Those have been done away with, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And we hope you'll do that. If you celebrated the Passover the first time, you're fine. You don't have to do it again. It was for those that missed out. We don't want you to miss out. So we hope you take that seriously, and we hope you, if you didn't get the Passover celebrated on April 2nd, we hope you do it on May 2nd, which is biblical and true. Well, I see we're about out of time. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We've got a classic for you. Jason went above and beyond on getting this timeless camp message, I think it was, for you. And I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. And so we hope you enjoy it. And again, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next month. God bless.